When are we coming in? Now? Oh, baby. You ain't said number of word, baby.
You said plenty.
Little ass arm.
Yeah. The fuck is this?
Oh.
It says it's Night at the Roxbury 2020.
Well, just let him rock. Let me see his, let me see your shoulders. Let me see your
give
arms.
Give him the shimmy, man.
Come on, give me something, you little. Ooh, he full of that symbiote right now.
Did you say symbiote?
Yeah, look at his shirt.
Look at his shirt.
He's a symbiote.
Oh, full-on symbiote. I see you. Oh, Simeon.
Introduce your song, Rich. What?
It's called Used to Be by Gashi.
Yeah, man. That boy love Gashi.
You used to be my man.
Another pill to sleep.
Yeah.
That Trico shit. He loves so, him some Gashi.
I like to...
Hold on, don't up.
But let it, go let ahead, it build
do your
up.
Thing, do your thing.
Let him get his hit.
I always like
Shorty's hoes.
I always like to say,
Ran, stop,
Ran.
She's fucking annoying.
Nah, man, she was bad though.
She was bad.
Who's this again?
Sam Sweetie.
Sweet. Oh yeah.
Sammy Sweetheart.
Yeah, Sammy Sweetheart.
They're fucking toxic ass motherfuckers.
Sammy sweet ass. That toxic?
You know
no,
what?
They were. She was.
Yeah, she.
She
they
beat
were.
Him. Didn't?
They were.
She beat him, no.
They were toxic. They were just always fighting.
Yeah.
Shit. But look, what I was going to say was I always like to name album of the year. Is this your album of the year so far? We're like 9 months in.
That's a good question.
That's a tough question because then I have to like use my shitty memory to think what came out this year. Like, and it's hard to know what came out this year because this year everything meshes together because my whole life is just sitting at my desk working. So I don't even know what day it is today.
A lot of good music came out this year, though.
Name
weirdly,
them.
When you pay attention.
Name them.
No, Gashi. Music. I don't know about the albums. Gashi. I can't name albums.
Gashi. 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 Gashi.
It's a great album. What you want me to do?
Because he spit hot fire.
Yeah. I was born in the 80s. Bye.
But like, all right, for someone who says that they have a bad memory and they have Alzheimer's and fucking dementia.
Just diagnosed the fuck out of himself too.
I did. I WebMD'd the shit out of myself.
I hate it because to me, he has the best memory. Or do you just have the best memorization skills?
Like selective?
I think it's selective as fuck.
Cause you could remember your whole like verse that you were about to rap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you write the verse and then you remember it. You don't even have to read it again, kind of thing. You know
tell
what I'm saying?
People,
like,
man. Let them know.
No,
let
I'm know. Letting y'all know.
He said, gas me up.
Hey, actually, this is just.
Hurry up, I'm on E. Gas me.
Before I gas you up a little bit more, let me just take the pump out your asshole.
Okay.
No, don't.
I want us to address the camera more.
Mm, okay. I think.
Who's that?
I don't know.
This is drops, bro. All
right.
He got his drops on deck.
I like that shit. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I feel you.
Because
I realize I'm just like looking at whatever's on the screen the whole damn time.
You're doing that. I want to engage the audience.
We're engaging you if not you're watching this on YouTube. And I appreciate
you. If you're engaging us, we want to engage you.
Mm-hmm. Let's get engaged.
I thought you said you were going to stop gassing me. So how are you going to? Oh, fuck.
You are engaged.
Yeah.
When did you get engaged?
Oh yeah, episode 86.
To who? To who? Who's the lucky guy?
Shouts to him.
Go.
Yeah, shouts to Alex.
Go back and check, y'all.
No, that's good. You said you're gonna stop gassing me. So how are you gonna do that?
No, I'm gonna. I said I'm gonna stop gassing you to say that we're going to engage
the camera.
The camera. I want you to look at the camera. Look at the camera, Rich. Look at the camera.
at this point,
get a bunch of trinkets and.
At this point, I'm doing it on purpose because he's telling me to look at the camera. I'm like, no.
That's from the Wayans brothers.
Look at the camera, Marley. Look up, Marley. Say cheese.
That was always the best at the end.
That's what you were looking for this whole time. Yeah.
Okay, look at him. He's so excited. He's such a child. He's excited as fuck.
That was a funny thing. I don't know what you want to do. All right, Kyle was at the condo.
Go ahead.
Nah, it's you. I'm not the
Kyle was at the condo, episode 88. I am Razzy in the building. Definitely in the building. With me forever are my two co-podcasters.
Ryan Funches.
And it's official, man. You couldn't even get that off straight. You get that all straight.
No, but I like that.
You want to try that again?
I like the lisp and everything.
Ryan Funches.
Hey, everybody, my name is Ryan Funches.
That's how he talks.
I really feel like you're here right now, yeah, Ron. Like, yeah. I'll call you Ron.
Welcome, Ron.
Fun.
Thanks, guys. This is my first time on Convo with the Condo, and we just going to have some fun.
You really mixed up Ron with the ladies' man, dude.
Same shit.
Same guy.
That's his son. It's official, man. I am officially Big Back Mike.
You're Big Back Mike, too. Look at that booty.
Well, you want it.
Why are you Big Mike?
I got it, man. I fucking got it. It wasn't all talk. I went on Amazon.
He got a bike. He got a bike with tractor wheels. But it's a bicycle.
I'm a big motherfucker, man. I got to make sure that bike don't fucking break on me. That's what happened when I had my first bike.
I just want to know if you...
Wait, you broke your bike?
When I had a bike, I want to say fucking 5 years ago. It was... I didn't know. I'm probably sure this is fucking common sense, but I didn't know that... They have men and women bikes.
So you had a woman bike?
Damn. I fucking had jacked it. I jacked it from work. And it was a name brand bike. I jacked it from work. I was like, yo, it was in lost and found. It's just been here for months. Let me get this bike. My boss finally gave it to me. And
to the ads?
I went, fucking, how you get an app? Never mind. So my boss finally gave it to me. And I went, I took it home. And my aunt was like, you know, that's a woman's bike, bro. I was like, what? You're like, the bar
kind of curves down.
Did not know that.
Yeah, because that way when they stand on it, it doesn't go in the...
I did not know that. So I rode that shit anyway. It was name brand. It was a good bike.
And that's when you broke it. You were angry. Snap that shit in half.
Don't like it.
Yeah. Like, this is a girl bike.
It lasted...
Stinky.
This podcast is going to be terrible. It's gonna be terrible.
It's not. I gotta learn the soundboard. I don't know what it has. I'm playing with it at this point. All right. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
All right. So you
I hope that's one of them. Press a button.
Suck my dick. Suck my dick. Did you get a helmet? You probably got like one of those kid
what
helmets.
What did you say? Did I get a helmet?
When did you get a helmet?
And then I'm in the process of getting all the accessories.
I hope he gets one of those kid helmets, the one that had like little spikes on the top. See Mike right now shooting a spiked helmet.
Yo, at our age, like. Do you want to get that, like, the original helmets with, like, the fake big-ass domes? Or do you want to get a cool... Do you want to look cool on a bike, or do you want to look safe?
All right, so when I would ride my bike everywhere a few years ago...
I remember this.
I had a helmet.
Okay.
Damn.
I barely saw you wear.
Mushroom tip?
No, because I would wear the helmet because I would ride my bike literally everywhere. Okay. I got hit twice. On my bike.
You're a good friend.
What a dumbass.
Hey, bro, these drivers out here.
Yeah, Gary pulled up to the light like this. Ready to make a left?
I would I would ride my bike through the streets, just like crossing, you know, like.
Damn.
But the times I got hit were because people didn't make the stop.
People really fuck around. Yeah, stops. There's
Nah, because fuck bicyclists. I hate bicyclists when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I don't.
Me too. Honestly,
no, let me tell you why though. Because you know how like it has like some places have the little bike lane, and then it says share the road or whatever. These motherfuckers do not respect the bike lane. Like they're just all up in the fucking car lane.
Yeah.
So like if you want to be in the car lane, you should get hit like a car.
Have you ever ridden bike up the canyons on the weekend? 7 a.m. 8 a.m., 9 a.m., the bicyclists all up and down the canyons.
Fuck that.
Like Laurel Canyon, Benedict Canyon.
Well, they have the seven gears and all that shit.
Yeah, so they're just mountain biking or whatever the fuck in groups.
Uh-oh.
And, yeah, no yams.
No yams, all old people. Yeah.
And you would think with all that fucking leg exercise.
No, they got calves, though. They got calves.
Them calves is on
respect. Tight suits.
Yeah, respect.
Loose skin.
But no, yeah, but they just you gotta like swerve around them and like on the turns gotta hit them turns slow or else exactly.
What's the helmet you ended up having?
Just a regular ass helmet because I did.
You do have a regular ass helmet. It's erotic.
No, I almost did. You almost got me.
I almost got you.
Hey. I almost did some.
Not shows.
I contemplated getting like one of those Brink helmets, fucking the skates. You know what? Like the skaters use.
Okay.
Like a it's just a smooth helmet. Yeah.
And it just connects. It's like kind of like a
skull cap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, but nah, I
contemplated about that one.
Check out one of those. You look like a cartoon bully.
Like a Wild Thornberry. No, not Wild Thornberry. What's that show?
You have to come up with. I don't know which one you're talking about.
No, it was like Wild Thornberries. Anyways, fuck it. Rocketeer, Rocket Power.
Rocket Power. Yeah.
Wild Thornberries were in the jungle, bro. They didn't have bikes. Man, fucking cheetahs.
But yeah, I'm thinking I might have to just get a safe one. I'm not trying to look cool and get
I want you up. To be safe, especially if you're gonna be riding your bike a lot.
Yeah, fuck yeah. It.
But I also want you to be cool.
That's my thing. So but like, I'm just gonna get a safe one. Fuck
ride
it.
Ride your bike in leather.
In leather.
But are you gonna get like the whole fit too?
What? Oh, you mean the shirts and the fucking biker shorts and the bikers the shoes?
Hell yeah.
Get the pedals that connect to my shoes. Mm-hmm. That shit is wild. I've been looking at all these accessories. Yeah. I've been looking at all these accessories.
Those are crazy.
I'm not going to go that nuts.
The pedals that connect to your feet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then do they snap off and you can just use my shoes? Oh, shit. Get those.
You would.
That sounds fire. Imagine walking into like Subway with like pedal feet.
No, but apparently the
not
bike.
Not pedal feet. I don't want to walk in with pedal feet. No, we don't want that
at all. Like Jared?
Fuck. Yo, nasty Jared. Is he still in jail?
Hope so.
Probably been raped mad times.
That's what's up.
Speaking of
rapes.
Kels.
Transition.
R. Kelly allegedly got jumped in jail, which I think is like all late. He's been there for like a year.
I didn't hear about this, so please tell me.
Somebody caught him slipping. But he claimed that the guards like let it happen, and some dude, I guess, tried to beat him up, and he was trying to stab him, but he didn't have like a shank. He just had a pen.
So he tried to stab who?
The dude tried to stab R. Kelly with a pen.
Oh, okay.
And he didn't succeed in stabbing him, but I think he beat him up a little bit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I mean, so?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
He just didn't like his music or?
Just didn't like, I think that scenario should have happened like in the beginning of his fucking prison sentence.
He's like, fuck, I believe I can fly and just start
damn,
kicking him dick.
Man, so many good R. Kelly songs.
No, stop.
I believe I can fly is a
great
song.
Gary is the type of person that separates the art from the person. And that's fine. Yeah. That's his opinion.
Well, they should have separated those kids from R. Kelly.
Those girls.
But that's the thing when you think about it. All right.
They're still kids.
To what he said. They did a fucking documentary, and all these people were complicit. Yeah, they all should have fucking stopped.
His whole fucking crew was complicit.
Yeah, his whole crew.
Yeah, bodyguards guarding the 12-year-olds. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Dude, like, it's
damn,
insane.
And they were 12? I didn't know that. How young they were. Kelly, whatever the fuck it was.
I stopped at 16.
Maybe I was a little young. But stop what?
Like, I stopped at, no. I heard it that he was, like, stopping at 16. Like, that's where he started. Oh. 16 and up. That's what I allegedly heard. I didn't know that he was doing that low. Like that's
no, I don't sick. Think that I made that number up.
Okay, so, I'm about to say because that's okay. Crazy.
But
that's
I think 16 is still super young.
Yeah, hell yeah, nah.
For sure. No,
we're looking at like 20-year-olds. I'm like, oh, too young for me.
Yeah, I was just talking to my drink?
Nah, I'm good.
Mm-mm.
So where are you at? Well, never mind. I can't talk to you all about
not because
this.
I want to.
You can't. You can't
because I don't.
Before my cutoff age was if you're as young as my sister, then I'm not.
So you gotta be like 1 year older than your sister.
No, that's not me.
I'm not trying to dab you, but I mean, I wasn't gonna leave you hanging either. So I got forced into an awkward dab.
That's probably the worst. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, bro. Ricardo wanted to retract so bad.
Yeah, like I was going to, and then I was like, I'm not gonna leave him hanging. Like, live?
For sure. We live.
Hey. You start sweating, you see the sweat beads coming down my forehead.
it's like that one meme of Jordan Peele where he's standing there and sweat beads coming down.
Yeah, for sure.
Wait, how old is your sister?
Hey. Oh,
or how much younger?
Before we get to how old my sister is, do you know Jordan Peele is married to
the girl
Chelsea?
From Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Yeah, I didn't know that until I heard a podcast with her.
Yeah,
that's
I found
crazy.
That out too.
Crazy. That's dope. I like her so much.
Did she get cuter for you?
She's cute. She was cute she's already. Cute. She's cute. But he got cuter to me.
That's a given.
Yo, Jordan Peele, kind of high. Them shit's high.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you start checking out.
Jordan Peele, all right. Yeah.
He's kind of like, usually the other way around. Usually like, oh, he's dating her? Like, she's dating him?
Yeah. I like to appeal him.
Oh, right. Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Nasty.
So your sister.
These nuts.
Oh, come on, man. See, you should have did your homework before and you would have had the right fucking things to
say. No, because I didn't want to like overdo it.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, because you would. Yeah. I think
it was that like, was already overdoing it in the beginning.
No, for sure.
You did it three times.
I want to say like before we got took a year hiatus,
gotta learn
there was an episode where he had it down, uh-huh. But you just told him, all right, you can stop. Because he kept...
Stop it. Stop it.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Bitch.
Got him. Well, aftertaste.
So... How much younger is your sister than you?
My sister is 4 years younger than me. So I'm 33. She's 29 now. Mm. But back then when I had this mindset, I was probably like 22.
That makes perfect sense.
And
okay, so right now you don't look at none of the chicks younger than 29?
You don't look at any chicks. What are chicks? What a chick. Yeah, what a chick.
I tried to get him. I tried, you helped him. I'm mad at you for that.
I can't let my boy go down like that.
I tried to get him.
No. I said, look. What's a... Yeah, that was wrong. My bad.
I tried to get him.
What's a look?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. All right. Okay, hypothetically.
There you go.
I'm engaged.
Hypothetically, are you still in that mindset, though, is what I mean.
I'm engaged, not blind.
No, I'm not.
That's still fucked up, baby.
Yeah, I'm engaged, bro. Am I blind, though?
Hey, you on your... You on your own.
Did they somehow stop having titties? Like, what you want me to do?
I gave you a donut, bro. You
just allegedly...
The gummy bears.
Hey, look at them gummies. They call them gummies. It makes it even nastier. Yo, you got a nice set of gummies, yo. Shit. I'm starting doing that when I see chicks with...
No, I can't.
She smiles and no teeth.
She's like, I see a worm.
I use, like... I don't know what word to say, but if they're 25... And older, I'm fine. Anything younger than that, I can't do it because of the maturity of it all.
And that's a big thing with Alex and myself.
Okay.
She's immature.
She's 28. I'm 33.
That's fine.
But I can still see,
you broke your rule for love? That's so...
Oh, yeah, she's younger than my sister.
That's sweet. Oh, he broke his rule for love.
Hey, he love you, Alex.
Man. I do.
Ow.
Ow. Why'd you break your rule for her? What made her special? The curls?
I have no idea. I swear to God, there's like a fucking voodoo doll with a ring and a knife next to it somewhere.
I have no idea, he says. You're not romantic at all.
I'm not good at this. What makes her so special? Fuck if I know.
One of these days.
She's watching, like anticipating what you're going to say. And he's like, fuck if I know.
Oh, man.
Nothing.
Nah, I try to get the voodoo doll joke off.
Sorry. Jokes.
Sorry.
Shit on it.
Sorry.
Thanks, nah, Mike.
You know what? I think this is it's a weird time for me because I'm not used to like in love, fully committed, super duper boyfriend Gary.
Mm. Oh, me? I think he's talking about you.
I really thought that he was talking about himself. I was like, all right, a human moment.
Fuck, I look like. Talking about Gary.
He's like, bitch, I'm me.
Motherfucker, I'm me. But yeah, I'm not used to it. So mm-hmm. I like it, though.
Thanks.
A little bitch. But I like it, though. I love it.
I'll take it.
I haven't seen a difference because you've always been that type of person.
I've always been in love.
Yeah. Not that. I think that you've always been a good guy.
What I meant by that is
so,
Gary's been planning to drop a boy in love since like...
Yeah, but you know...
She didn't change you because you were just you and she appreciated you for who you were. The only thing she did was switch up your whole style. She upgraded you.
Oh, yeah. No, well, this was going to happen wearing underwear. Regardless, but...
Probably would have been trash.
But she... Yeah, because... Honestly, she designed this whole place.
I can fucking tell.
Well, because I would be like, yo, what should we do here? What should we do here? What color? You know, like, we went to Home Depot and shit like that to pick out the paint, the colors.
You want
to all her shit is in here. Like,
it's
my,
funny
my aunt did that, though. Shout out to my aunt.
Yeah, that's legit. Yeah.
Wait, she did a fireplace?
The whole fucking rock shit?
How you do that?
She knows
that's Home Depot shit,
bro.
Yeah. You can just...
She likes this type of thing.
Yeah. What is she like, a Mayan?
What? How does a Mayan qualify for that?
you ain't been to Machu Picchu, motherfucker?
Yo, no, what's them twins that the on the Home Network, the guy twins? They could do that shit.
I don't know. I don't watch the
whole They're Guy Twins, though.
Okay, cool.
He watches that shit. Shout out, nigga. That was your shit. What was that shit you used to be watching with the home at the Home Network?
You used to be watching. Look at him trying to throw me under the bus.
Nah, I see you.
I do know what he's talking about.
Give me the side eye.
And they are two dudes, but I forgot the name of the show.
Exactly.
Okay. It's like these dudes are renovated houses and then like they compete against each other. But anyways, point is.
And they're twins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what we used to watch? Fucking Skip and Mandy. I don't know if that's what it's called. what's it called?
I was about to say Dexter's Laboratory.
This is a show where they renovate houses in like Texas and shit. And it's a wife and a husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. White guy and like a Indian woman.
Walking to a bar.
Like that. I like that. You knew? You knew that was coming up?
I didn't.
That was perfect, though.
I just moved like that.
No, but you could tell because she told me what the color.
Fixer upper.
What the color. Oh, okay.
Fixer upper. It was good. I like them.
Yo, yeah, you think anybody in France gives a fuck about the HGTV?
Shit,
y'all trash, man.
They probably the turned us off over here in Paris right now.
They turned us off last episode.
Yo, last episode, not the last episode, but the episode where you're talking about the Blumpkin.
Yeah.
The female Blumpkin.
That was 85.
That was a clip.
That was 85.
I know.
Yeah.
I rewatched it. I was like, what the fuck are we talking about?
No, y'all go. When y'all go in.
We went in depth on the female Blumpkin, which I still don't think is possible. But if you can do it, prove it.
Do you hate when, like, you're watching a clip or you're watching the episode, listen to the episode back, you're laughing, and then you're like, fuck, I should have said this.
Or every
fuck,
time.
I should have said that.
Every time.
I should have said a joke like this.
Or the worst is like when you say something,
uh-huh.
And then in my head, like I don't remember the episode, in my head I think of the response.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's perfect. And then I say, no, and then I say the response on the show. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh shit, nailed it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I know what I'm going to say before I say it.
My thing is like, I've turned into Gary now. Because Gary, when we used to record in the beginning, he like,
trash?
I hate my laugh.
Trash?
Well, that, for sure that. But Gary used to be like, I hate my laugh. I got to change my laugh. I'm going to try different laughs. I
remember when he was trying different laughs for a little while?
For sure.
Like doing dumbass.
Now,
like, trying to keep it calm.
When we came back, I'm like, I don't like my laugh. Like, I hate it for some reason. But I'm not going to change it. I'm not going to be like Gary. I don't have the balls to do that. Gary was like, he even tried the kawaii. He's like,
no, that was just regular laugh.
He's gonna get it out.
Yeah.
She wasn't funny. He was trying to fake
no, it. I've been listening to the new ones, and I'm like, I have to like not laugh at every single. Even my chuckles like make me feel like cringy for some reason.
I like listening to your laughs because they're just so loud and
yeah. I even fall back.
Yeah, like
that's another thing I want to stop doing too. I was like, why did I fall back? That nigga Gary had a trash joke.
Damn. Yo, Mike be overselling his laugh. Like, Gary's not even funny.
He's like, ah! He said like that.
It's like that.
Like he faints and shit.
No.
Football back.
Yeah, man. Football is back. How y'all feel about that? Y'all happy now?
No. Cowboys lost.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but they lost to the Rams.
Suck a dick. To the Rams over a bullshit call. It wasn't no pass interference. I'm mad.
Look, I didn't watch the game, but I was rooting for the Rams. I'm not going to root for the Cowboys, especially when I know that you're a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
I know a few other Cowboys fan.
But because it's Freako.
I'm trying to be more like, yeah, LA's got a team.
Yeah, for sure.
Rams.
Yeah, but they got trash uniforms.
I don't think they're that
they,
trash.
They look like the Chargers alternate uniform. Like they just took them and were like, I'm gonna wear these. Fuck it. These fit.
You know what though? I'm getting to like the logo, especially after I watched like Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
And like I get acclimated to the new players and shit like that. And even the ones they cut and
yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah, practice
don't
like, squad.
You don't well, I'll, you're yeah. a Cowboys fan Cowboys though. Fan. So I understand like you wish there was a Hard Knocks for Cowboys.
Yeah. Because the Rams are so trash, they had to do like a joint Hard Knocks with the Raiders.
With the Chargers.
Whatever.
My thing was,
They also got to share a stadium. Trash.
I watched the NFL a lot. The problem was I never had a team. I just liked the sport.
Yeah.
So I started hanging with a group of people that were like, they all had their like jersey for their team. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yo, if you're going to come every Sunday, like you should choose a team. And I was like, and that was the year Kaepernick was balling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I chose the Niners. Dog, I've never been so angry at a game. It was their final game against the Seahawks in the playoffs. I've never been so furious. I was like, next year, I'm not choosing the team. I can't live this life.
Pick the wrong fucking team.
Yeah, bro. Like I can't live this life. Because, well, you two, your Cowboys ain't exactly winners.
Last.
I'm glad you paused because I wanted to see your face.
last year, I had a fantasy team, so I was like, okay, I'm getting to know some of these players at least. For the last few years, I've had a fantasy team. I'm getting to know a few of these players. Last year, I had what was the dude? He would give me so much points on the fucking Patriots. White dude, not Tom Brady. Not Gronk. White dude?
You mean the little running back.
Yeah, the running back.
I forget his Whitehead?
Name. Yeah, no, it is Whitehead, right?
Or no, it's Edelman.
Edelman. Oh, okay. Edelman would be my top scorer every week. He was the shit. How y'all feel about fucking Tom Brady losing yesterday?
That was interesting to see.
It kind of made me think, like, is it the system that he was in? Like, is just Belichick's system really just that good that you can plug and play any quarterback and it'll work? Yeah, and since Tom Brady's not in that system and he has what he has around him now, is he going to suck?
But did Cam Newton do as good as Tom Brady?
Nobody won. He won. It still worked.
And
because he can't beat Tom Brady because he's not a quarterback like Tom Brady. Like Cam, he's a bigger quarterback. He also likes to run. He's more athletic. So he's not like a stay in the pocket and hit somebody with a quick short pass type, you know, player. So it's going to be.
It started running,
it's
huh?
It's going to be a little bit. Well, his first touchdown was a quarterback keep. He kept it and ran it in. So it's a different quarterback. So I don't think it's going to look like Tom at all, but maybe the system still works for him because he seems to be having success.
I heard Skip say fucking that.
Something racist.
No. Okay. That since this is Tom's new team, like he's got to get familiar with you know, like throwing. All right, that wide receiver is gonna do this when.
Well, yeah,
you know,
because he spent 20 years moment, with the Patriots.
Yeah, exactly. So this wide receiver is gonna do this at this moment. I gotta anticipate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna take time.
What I was looking at, and that's I was on my phone now. I was wanting to make sure. Cam Newton, he rushed for more yards in one game than Tom Brady did in two regular seasons combined. So
what?
Like Cam Newton's already killing it, you know. That's one game, and like you said, they're two different types of quarterbacks. But I think it probably is a plug-in type of thing where you plug in any quarterback in. Yeah. Like, who was the the backup for Brady that actually went to the Niners? Yeah, like look at that. Like, they're talented players, but they also like it's the program most likely, and also what you said about Skip, that could possibly be it. But we'll have to see, man. I mean, it's the first game of the season.
Point is, fuck the Rams. Go Cowboys.
Go Rams. Go okay. Rams. LA, LA, LA.
All of a sudden, you're never a Rams fan.
He's so bro, frustrated.
Like, I'm not going to be a Lions fan.
It's too late.
Were you ever?
Misconception.
No, it's not a misconception.
That I am a Lions fan.
Gary is a Lions fan.
Why would you say that?
I think they won yesterday.
Oh, damn. I'm a Lions fan.
Why did they say you were a Lions fan? I don't know, I really hope not.
But fuck it.
That was an accident. My bad.
I'll be like, I'm back, baby.
From everything Gary's ever done. Oh man.
Just punch me.
So you're a Rams fan now?
Yeah, I wanna be. I wanna be a Rams fan so bad. I wanna be familiar with everybody, like all the players, and get to know everybody. Hi, how you doing? Like,
well, you know what? I'm not on board with that, but I am a Lakers fan.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on board with that with you. And they got into the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
You 10 years. That's why I'm
Lakers in five.
Woo! You called it. You said Lakers in five. And Lakers
should have bet it, Gary. You trash.
Yeah, you trash.
It's okay.
It's okay. But Lakers in five.
10 years.
Smoked the Rockets.
Yeah. And the only game I went to this season, Lakers versus the Rockets. And the Lakers lost because
so it was like a payback.
Yeah, I don't think that the Lakers were used to that. What would they call it? A three ball, fucking where they're just shooting
small ball.
Small ball where they're just shooting all these threes and shit. Like the Lakers weren't used to it, or there were some games where the Lakers just didn't try during the season.
That's been the consensus the whole season is that they're a very lazy team.
Even though
this year,
they won 50 games,
They just didn't.
I've been telling these guys, like, it just seems like a very laid back attitude.
I think it's because it's kind of like you got LeBron and AD, and it's kind of like just let them do whatever they're going to do, and you guys just kind of hang off on the wings.
But you know what? They as much as I like Kyle Kuzma and Alex Caruso and other players on the team, you never had a consistent third man. You had like, all right, Dwight Howard do great one game. You had
KCP.
KCP.
That's what Kuzma was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Kuzma was definitely supposed to be the third guy. Mm-hmm. But every time they posted pictures like for the team before.
I don't know why he's not.
Yeah, before the season started.
I don't know if he's not confident yet or what.
The coach probably isn't confident. I'm sure he's confident, but the coach isn't confident in him. And that's why he hasn't been playing like that. But then again, like, I guess the smart thing that I see the team is doing, like, for example, this small ball, Dwight Howard only played the last game because of the small ball. Like, yeah, they have to adjust. And I guess Kuzma's way of playing in these playoffs, they don't think that he's a good starter for each of these teams that they're facing.
Hey, man, he got a game winner one game.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's got the bitches.
So, he got one. He's committed to winning. Yeah,
exactly.
don't get Kuz stuck out here. Fucking get, Ricardo has been on point with Kuz's wardrobe.
Oh man, Kuz dressed like shit. He's worse than Russell Westbrook. Have you seen these shits?
Yeah.
Like, as soon as he dyed his hair blonde, I was like, it's all over.
Nah, but he's a young guy. Like
he's just having fun, man.
Yeah, doing his thing. Like, this is what young dudes do. He's like Lil Uzi
Young LeBron. Young LeBron did not die.
Okay, that was 2003. What were we wearing in 2003? We were doing like the Dipset shit.
Gary dressed like Dipset for years.
Did you dress like? Did you have one of them bedazzled?
I was getting head from a big hoe in sandals. Listen to this gangster music.
That is probably accurate.
I'm like, where are you going with it?
Nice. Okay, what was her name?
Fucking Big Bertha.
What kind of sandals?
They're that those, sounds like a big hoe.
They're those Chinese sandals. The ones they
just Wabakis?
What? Wait, are you?
You never seen Tokyo Drift?
Yeah, that's why. Like, that's why I'm laughing because you're talking about a foreign person. A Wabaki is a shoe. It's not a shoe.
No, her name was Wabaki too.
No,
she racist.
She Wabaki to that motherfucker, man. Yeah. Oh man, that's funny. Tokyo Drift was so trash, but Vin Diesel at the end really made up for it.
Nah, I like my favorite.
I like that, the song, for sure.
My favorite song on Tokyo Drift, I still listen to this day, is Mos Def, 6 Days.
Don't remember that.
Yeah, yo, can you play that?
Can you hit us?
Mos Def, 6 Days. And my favorite part of the movie is when fucking Lil Bow Wow is waiting for his car.
Why did I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say
he's waiting for his car and it's a fucking van.
It's so cheesy.
It's a green Hulk van with punches.
It's such a cheesy scene and you love it.
And it's got these like 3D fists on it.
That shit's called 6 Days?
Yeah, 6 Days.
You'd think he'd have a rice rocket, but...
Wait, a what? Holy shit.
Yikes.
We went off the rails last episode. I think we've earned our stripes.
No, we went off the rails. You did not.
Well, I'm clocking in. It's my shift.
Magic Johnson.
Get it, boy.
Okay. Oh, that's Shannon Sharp.
I just went to Tokyo Drift soundtrack. Let's get it. Eventually.
This. Oh, fuck yeah.
This is it?
Why
did I not hear this? Really? I didn't know that this was on there. I mean, I see how white Gary would like it.
Yeah, man, this is a jam. You never heard this?
I've never heard this.
Watch when the hook comes in. Because Mos Def doesn't really rap on it.
He doesn't have... What? Oh, yeah, no, I fuck with it. I've heard this before. Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely have played this in a lot of your videos.
Yeah.
A lot of your...
What time is it? Yeah. Right. You can go somewhere else.
What time is it?
That's definitely one of Gary's fucking videos, for sure.
All right, look. Are we off Tokyo Drift?
We are off Tokyo Drift.
Why did we come on Tokyo Drift?
I guess
question.
So I wanted to have a show called Subject Matter, right?
Yes, I remember.
Where I was gonna... Well, I did have a show called Subject Matter on IG Live. Anyways.
How'd it do?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had like some people.
Now talk about it. Tell us more.
Yo. That was accurate.
That was perfect.
That was pretty perfect. Yeah. Collect yourself.
Wipes tears.
So what'd you do on subject matter, though?
So I would play the songs that I wanted to play. That I would pick a word.
That was your first mistake.
I would pick a word, and whatever song title that had that word, I would play the song. And I would play songs that I'd never heard before. I would learn about new songs. And so this time, what I wanted to make subject matter was like one song. And I might still do it, you know, incorporate it into like a show where I talk about our episode.
Okay.
And also talk about a one song. And so first episode was going to be about Renegade. I was going to title it Renegade, and it was going to be Who Killed Who, Eminem or Jay-Z on Renegade.
Okay.
Because that is a, Nas said that shit on Ether, right?
Yep.
And Eminem killed you on your own shit.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember
that. I did all this research on the song Renegade. Mm-hmm. I knew that, or I found out that Renegade was a reference track written by Royce da 5'9" mm-hmm. and Eminem, Bad Meets Evil.
Yep.
Interesting.
And
took Royce off and
took
him.
Royce off, and Jay-Z needed a song with on Blueprint, wanted Eminem to be featured on it. Eminem just gave him Renegade because he needed to beat the deadline. So that's why Renegade and Eminem and Jay-Z. But who do you guys think? Like, I was going to go through the whole song, and
yeah.
Me, I did go through the whole song. I did my research on Renegade. And I went through it.
And you have your answer.
Eminem did kill Jay-Z on Renegade, especially because of the second verse. To me, you know, when he goes into the new Ice Cube fucking little rhyme scheme. Jay-Z on the second verse kind of falls off to me. First verse is great. Second mm-hmm. verse, he's talking about where he's from. Like,
where he's always talking
yeah,
about. Yeah.
The Marcy Projects.
Yeah,
and all
exactly.
That.
Yeah. Marcy's in every fucking track. Yeah.
What do you guys think? Remembering back, and I brought this topic because it was just 9/11. Jay-Z released a Blueprint on 9/11. So that's why I was like, oh, let me see, you know.
I see where your head's at.
Yeah.
But what one?
Let's see what y'all think.
Was it the bars or was it the flow? Because I think I like the way Eminem wrote the beat.
Eminem did write the beat great. The delivery was awesome. Jay-Z to me is the greatest. Because he picks the best beats. He delivery is great. Rhyme scheme, lyrics. Everything is awesome about Jay-Z to me of all time.
Okay.
But Eminem on this particular day, and it's sad that this is probably one of the only times that they ever got together. Maybe a few other times that they made songs together. But this one, Eminem got him.
This is the same flow that Eminem used on Many Men.
Many Men? He's on Many Men? No, he's not on Many Men.
No. Yes, he is. No, what's
no,
he
he's
on?
Not. He's on Patiently Waiting.
Yeah. It's the same flow he used on Patiently Waiting.
Okay.
It sounds just like Patiently Waiting.
Yeah. When he says, you take some biggest of Pac, you mix them up in the pot, you can add a little bit yellow top, what the fuck do you got? Yeah.
It's the same flow. Yeah. So, basically, he probably, like, wrote them together, recorded them together, and then it's just like,
although Many Men or Patiently Waiting was 2003.
So then
and this was 2001.
He did that one. Man, fuck
but
you.
I mean, rappers always have
oh, well,
like
actually, yes. Well, actually,
Gary's back.
Gary.
No,
I'm here.
No, rappers generally always have like things in the tuck, like things that they like sometimes, especially now when I hear
albums.
Fuck.
It's out.
I mean, it's out.
It's not like it's out.
Usually, when you get more in-depth interviews, a lot of these rappers, they're like, oh, yeah, I had this for fucking ever.
Fuck you, Sam.
I had this in the tuck. This is from years ago, and they put it on a brand new song. And it's not like there was any relevance to it. It just had dope bars. So that could have been what happened here with that one and Patiently Waiting.
I love the dope bars.
Look, man, I don't fully remember the verses. Hearing you guys, it's all coming to me. Jay-Z's always been like a doctor of pockets. Like he can, one of my favorite things recently he did on
a poctor.
What's the name of that song with
I'm not a rapper.
With the guy who only he's been
I'm a poctor.
He just released only one album, but people have loved him for years. What's his name?
Jay Electronica.
So on Jay Electronica's album, he did
he's the best part of that album.
Right?
Yeah.
The thing is he found the pocket on that what's the name of that song? The Flux, the one that I told you that they should have cut it.
You need the goodie.
No,
I don't remember.
Anyway, there's a song on there where it's difficult to find the pocket. Yeah. Jay-Z found it and made it dope.
Honestly, that is Watch the Throne Junior.
What?
Interesting.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it is. It's like Watch the Throne Light.
I've never heard that, but I'm not gonna disagree with
you. All right, but if you have a Whopper, right?
Mm.
And then you have a Whopper Junior. It's not the same. I don't care. This is this is a 99-cent burger, but this is like a $1.19 for the smaller burger, but it's trash. It's not that album's not trash. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But it's not this.
But give me the whole Whopper.
Yeah. It's just a smaller burger.
Yeah.
And I'm not full. I wanted more of Jay-Z. Yo, fill me up, Jay.
Like we were doing pretty good.
Nasty.
We were doing pretty good. No, I don't. I never heard that, and I don't disagree with it. I always had an issue with like the amount.
Because I love that album. I'm not gonna say I love it because I don't think I've gone back to it more than three times.
For sure.
As much as I've tried. You know?
Look, man. A lot of people love because Jay Electronica was loved by many, and he released. According to all the music he's released before, I felt like this.
Exhibit C?
And Exhibit A and B.
Well, he's released a lot of mixtapes and stuff, or a lot of like random stuff, right?
Yes,
a lot of Lucy's.
He's put out a bunch of Lucy's.
Point is, I'm not a Jay Electronica enthusiast, but a lot of people that are, they told me, like, you know, that this project wasn't his best work.
I think one of my favorite verses of his is on
Control?
Pilot Talk?
Oh, okay.
Currency,
yeah.
Yeah. Jay's on. Jay Electronica's on there. And
I didn't see what the fuss was about when I heard this project. Is what I'm saying.
Mm.
Jay, of course.
And nobody ever talks about Jay Electronica's verse on Control. If we're being honest, they talk about Kendrick.
That's true.
For sure, of course, because like, yeah, that was. But that's like a sheep-like thing.
And
like
Big Sean too. I remember Big Sean's verse on there, but I can't really remember Jay Electronica's verse on there.
I don't even. I forgot he was even on the
Big
damn
Sean
thing.
Swinging?
No, Control.
Is he swinging though?
Yeah, Big Sean.
I'm talking about swinging.
wait, hold on. He said, is he swinging? And you just went from verses?
I don't know. I'm not Janae.
Okay, that's true.
I'm just saying,
he's not.
She has that one song where she talks about them fucking.
Oh, yeah.
When is she not?
It made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, well.
I want to think about Big
Sean.
Did
we talk about the Big Sean album?
Beating it
down. We talked about it, when it came out, for sure.
You want to talk about some more?
No, we don't. I got other hip hop topics, man. We got topics today.
But no, to answer your question, I think that
you
Eminem
never answered it.
He said Eminem killed it. I think Eminem killed it.
I think when I listen to songs and verses, I like lyrics a lot, but I really like to see if you can catch the beat.
Yeah.
What pocket you decide to use? Mm-hmm. If you
just skill to it,
how you ride the beat, like it's like that to me is like. The art of it, because everybody can rhyme words together, but like, how do you put them together? How do they flow on the track? That's what really interests me.
So in this case,
Eminem interested me more.
Yeah, the fact that Jay-Z has been said, it's been said that he read the whole dictionary, and the fact that Eminem is more word even.
Wordy,
yeah,
wordsmithy.
Well, definitely all of that. More than Jay is just hilarious. It should be the other way around.
I don't know. Jay-Z be talking about some crazy shit. That I mean, Eminem too. Like I think they're one.
They're both. Yeah, they're both.
Damn, I can't. I want to include Nas in that shit. Like I say, 1A. Even when they say 1A, 1B,
1B, 1C.
Yeah.
1A, 1B, 1C.
Yeah, because you got to. Speaking of Nas. All right, so in 2020.
Gotcha.
I don't think this bar, you know, because we sex posy, right?
Hetero flexible.
Exactly. So I don't think this bar should be a hit on Ether. You rock I rock hoes, you rock fellas. Yeah. It hit. Remember back in the day?
I rock hoes, y'all rock fellas.
I'm gonna but I'm gonna take it even further than that.
Yeah. I'm saying that in 2020, that bar,
we should be able to rock fellas.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what?
No, but it shouldn't hit. It's not gonna hit the same if you say that bar.
No, because you be today. Like, I rock hoes, y'all rock fellas. They gonna be like, so.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I don't think that's where it's going.
I think it would still work.
Well, how about when Cannabis told El Cujo that he'll eat his whole ass?
Mm. No, that was more kinky.
Yeah, that's
come on.
That's an ass eating bar though. That's like
we just talking about the
Janae made that cool.
We're talking about the most pause worthy bars ever spit.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, you gonna say Biggie?
I'm not.
No. Okay.
No.
Go ahead, say. These nuts.
Body. I think back in the day, like I don't know, they just weren't thinking.
For sure. I mean, they weren't thinking that years later in 2020 we would have a whole different meaning to what they said.
Yeah.
It was just that was the bars that was fucking popping back then. And oh, like homeboy on the block heard that and was like, yo, that nigga killed him on that shit. But
yeah.
It's now, like you said, it's different now. It's one of those things where, you know, you have to keep up with the new slang if you want to like have your music resonate as a single, not as an album, as a single. Because as an album, like, you just have to drop hot shit.
So can we be gay or not?
It's not about that.
I mean,
I don't think now it's about that.
You can.
I don't think it matters anymore. I mean, what Gary was saying, like, yeah, we'll laugh about it, like, us three. But if we're looking at it in a more, like, grown 2020 sense, like, we're all like, oh, okay, that's fine, whatever. You know? But back then, it's like, I don't know. It's different now.
Long as explanation.
I guess, come on, nigga, man. Y'all ain't talking, nigga. What the fuck?
I was letting you go.
Speaking of dicks,
I like the explanation, Mike.
No, fuck that.
Thank you. He's over here not appreciating. Go ahead, get your jokes off, man.
Speaking of dicks, besides me.
No, he still have more hip hop shit, I think.
Fuck that hip hop shit.
I do. But you know, I did have one. This is sad because we were supposed to have a special guest.
So you made this one especially for the special guest.
Well, because it was gonna be like a part of the Rich Tweets segment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was gonna include Trey, which was gonna be our special guest.
Who's that?
MCM.
Mm.
WCW. But
but what?
Oh shit. Well, oh. Look, man, I even screenshotted his fucking tweets, and he don't tweet that much, do he?
No, he doesn't.
So, let me see.
What you got for us, Gary?
Oh, fuck. Oh, I guess it was going to be tied into Kanye West.
Okay.
Trey says, Trey tweets. Kanye used to be that guy. Now he's just that guy. And what this was going to go into was because I had a question. Who would you rather have on your song? And we'll start with this one. 2020 Dr. Dre or 2020 Kanye West producing your song?
Like, so which producer would I rather
have?
Yeah,
but 2020. Not fucking 1999 Dr. Dre, not 2003, 2004 Kanye West, whenever the fuck. You know, Kanye had a long run, though. Kanye from 1999 to, or year 2000. Well, 1999, right? 2000?
Yeah. 2000? I would say 2000.
All right, 2000 to 2000 and fucking 14, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a good run.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. But for me, it's like...
And we're going to throw Yeezus on there, too.
Yeah. Kanye is very much
production
in touch.
Production-wise.
Yeah.
Kanye is very much in touch with what's happening now. He always tries to be. He likes to reach out to a lot of the young people that are popping. Whereas Dre, sticks to his signature sound, he would. But the thing is, like, you know, you're listening to a Dre beat. So me personally, because Dre always likes to have that original, like, original sound to it with, like, you know, either with 808s or whatever.
Dre was Kanye before Kanye was Kanye. Dre would sample the fuck out of a song.
Oh, no, yeah, for sure. Express yourself. But Kanye now, like, he's more into, you know, he's changing it up a lot.
Well, Kanye is very innovative.
And I have no, like, if I like both of them, but if I had to personally choose on my album, I'd definitely go Dre. I you know, Kanye likes to experiment and do a lot of
stuff.
Hell
yeah.
Not to say that it doesn't pop off and he's not, he doesn't do anything good. He's a genius in his musical right. But for me, the way Dre produces, I would prefer to have Dre on my album.
I heard Three Kings today. That Rick Ross, Jay-Z, and Dre. Mm-hmm. That shit is fire.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm telling you. Beat right shit like there. That. I need all of that.
Yeah.
I need all of that.
Anytime I work out, I just put my shit on shuffle. And so...
Do you type in like workout playlist?
No, never. I just pick a song. I picked what I picked today to work. I don't know. Whatever I did. And just shuffle. My whole shit shuffles. If a song... I got my music on my Apple Watch. Fucking damn. Skip that shit.
Done.
You know, I don't got it on right now. It's charging, but whatever.
I be flossing. That's Gary's theme song.
In my blueberry Faygo.
Mm. No.
No, y'all don't like that song?
I'm tired of that song, actually.
Really? That song is hard.
He's like, fuck y'all, that song is hard. How about you? Actually, what would you have produced?
That album is hard.
Speaking of hard.
Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry. I'd choose Dre.
Yeah.
Wait, I had other questions for you on that. Who would you rather on that?
Okay.
Unless you would don't you forget rather? This topic though.
No, I'm here.
You good?
He was all answering. Right. Yeah.
2005 Jadakiss or 2013 J. Cole guest verse.
Jadakiss
in 2005 would give, like, that was why that was fucking you know, like,
that's
that
what
was,
I like.
Yeah.
I'm taking Jadakiss.
But you don't want the J. Cole giving you...
2013 J. Cole?
2013 when he was foot is in your mouth.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm going to take Jadakiss.
This was before he was like fucking Dread J. Cole. You know, he was like still...
I know.
He was still...
He was still talking,
like,
about...
Not taking anything away from...
his virginity.
Not taking anything away from J. Cole now. J. Cole now is probably like 1D.
I'm thinking about the type of artist that I would be.
I like him though.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd put him that high.
Yeah, I think, you know, in terms of the type of artist or the
one
type
P?
Of music. The 1P.
He could be another number, bro. He could be like 7. Okay. I guess I'm fucking up.
In terms of like the type of artist and music that I would put out, I'd have to choose J. Cole.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, I want Jadakiss just because
I love Jadakiss.
I want to get it. And I like what he was talking about back then.
Mm-hmm.
And I like his voice.
It just, well, I like Jadakiss shit now too, but
just all around it was more it's more interesting to me. So I just go with Jadakiss.
Honestly, one of my favorite disses is Checkmate by Jadakiss. Mm. That all time. I mean, you can't fucking argue, like, hit him up because of how vulgar and fucking knife-twisting it
is,
vulgarity right?
can hit.
But Jadakiss' Checkmate, lyrically, is probably one of the best disses of all time.
What's that other one that he had on his debut with DMX? It was, here we go again.
Yeah.
That one, it was a Beans diss.
I like the fact that he had... Anytime somebody has Nate Dogg on their shit.
Yeah.
Nate Dogg, he had...
One kiss is spitting. They don't love you no more.
Yeah, anytime. And then he had him on Time's Up on that album in 2005, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Kiss of Death. Anytime somebody like respects Nate Dogg like that... I still remember reading the booklet on Kiss of Death.
I used to love reading booklets.
Me too.
Yeah, man.
I miss that. I read the booklet and it said, when he's thanking everybody,
yeah,
thanks to Nate and Mariah, ain't a hook unless. And you know, like, that's so true.
In that time, yeah.
Yeah.
In that time, yeah.
And that's so true. That. So that's where my next question is. You got to guess Hook.
Okay.
Nate Dogg.
Now. Nah, but Nate Dogg influence.
Okay.
Anderson .Paak or Ty Dolla $ign?
I'm taking Anderson all day.
Ooh, okay. Shit.
I'm taking Andy. I love me some Andy.
Yeah.
I like Ty too.
A Hook?
A yes. Hook, yeah. This is the Hook. Not the first, it's the Hook.
I gotta take Ty. I think Ty's gonna kill it, man. For me.
Yeah.
I think Ty's gonna
run. I'm gonna have like Hook. Anderson come and like play drums and everything and then just mm-hmm. sing me like real soul.
But that's what it comes with. Cause with Anderson, you're not just getting the hook, you're getting the whole package.
Yeah.
With Ty Dolla $ign, you're just getting that hook.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It might not even be good.
You know what? I'm still even though I really like the way Freako just explained it, I'm still gonna stay with my pick of Ty. Because I mean I got Dre. I already got Dre.
Dang, staying that West Coast vibe.
Yeah.
You got Dre. I mean,
Anderson
and J. Cole and Ty Dolla $ign.
I feel like Anderson .Paak is like new West Coast so type that, vibe. Like,
is that the whole song though?
Pretty just, much we if we're song. Putting it all together.
We got a beat, we got a hook, and we got
a feature.
Okay, so you got Kanye beat, you got a Jadakiss feature, and you got Anderson. Oh, that's a fire ass song to me. That's a fire ass song.
That's like, weird.
Hold on. I'm with you. Hold on. But let me just admire this fucking beauty right here. Right? Anderson .Paak on the hook.
Yeah.
You got Jadakiss.
Over a sped up sample Kanye beat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Let's get it.
Shit.
Crushing Mike.
And you probably got the homie Jair fucking...
Oh, got to.
You got the homie Jair engineering that shit,
yeah,
right?
Engineering it,
yeah. Can I choose Parks?
Say that again.
Engineering it.
Jair. Ooh, that's dope.
I got
that's
Parks.
Dope. Parks. And then you. You got Dr. Dre. Yeah. Dr. Dre ain't gonna fucking let nobody else engineer it. Whoa, Jair probably Dr. Dre. Engineers for Dr. Dre. You got Dr. Dre producing.
J. Cole feature.
J. Cole feature.
Already weird.
Nah,
J. Cole's gonna fuck the whole thing up.
That's a purple emoji right there. You heard that song before?
No.
That's a Ty Dolla $ign song with J. Cole.
That's what I'm saying. We've heard this and we've liked
it. But I don't know if that's a Dr. Dre production, but it kind of sounds like it a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. This whole, look, man, for
it didn't
me.
It go nowhere, though.
Anderson, yeah, you're right. Anderson .Paak with Kanye is such a weird combination for me.
Hating.
It just sounds weird.
Hey,
weird can be good. Weird can be nice.
You should know. Yeah. He said, "Yeah."
Yeah.
What you been doing, Gary? but yeah, I mean, look, if we are going to be experimenting, that I wouldn't
Speaking
choose anybody
dicks,
else. I like that.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I think my song's gonna be way better.
I like both. I like both combinations, and I like the fact that we combine them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really like giddy right now. I like the fact.
Yeah, I mean
that
these are great
people.
You
gonna make it happen?
No, because I hope so.
We got connections.
I hope so, but I do. I'm sorry, Mike, but I kind of want to hear this song more.
All right.
Anderson .Paak on the hook, Jadakiss on the feature,
and then me.
And then me.
Rich. Bars. So, bars. See? Because on Mike's song, he wasn't going to rap.
On Mike. Mango time.
I would have been mango time.
Mike looks like he would rap like them 1980s rappers.
Nah. I'd be like, chocolate rain.
yeah, my name is Mike. I got a big bike. Ride that down the street at night.
No.
That's how you rap.
Never.
Yeah.
Where's Chocolate Rain guy though, for real?
I don't know. He probably got
He looks like a weirdo. He looks like he does some weirdo
Chocolate Rain. He probably murdered somebody and got arrested.
Yeah, man. That's why I never heard of him.
Kidnapped the chick that he was singing to.
I believe it.
They wanted to make
and put her in the trunk like Dopinder from Deadpool.
They wanted to make him popular and then realize how much of a fucking creep he was.
Because he's Indian.
All right, Rich Sweets.
Sorry. Yeah, let's get it.
It's cool. Go ahead.
Yo.
Hey, yo.
I'm not going to even say that. Rich Tweets. First batch of cold brew, man. Tell me about your rocket fuel.
Oh, man, that shit was hardcore. All right, so I told you guys, I know I'm washed and old because I got a cold brew maker and was really hype about it.
Because
I love iced coffee. So I made my first batch with this thing. I kind of followed the instructions, but I kind of didn't. Like, they were like, put like 20 tablespoons of coffee or whatever.
Yeah, fuck that instructions.
Did you get the instructions? Sorry to cut you off. Instructions from the the package or you saw this on YouTube?
No, I got it from the package.
Okay.
I got it. This was direct from the factory. So I put the coffee in or whatever. I did what it said. It said put the coffee in the filter, stick the filter or fill the thing up with water and stick the filter in there, put it in your fridge, whatever. Mm-hmm. Did that shit. I think I put too much coffee because next day I made myself a cold brew. I drank it and I was like immediate like sour face, like, ooh, shit. So it's too strong. So then I got another cold brew maker.
Okay.
Just because I'm stupid and I collect things. So I was like, I'm gonna get another one. Maybe this one brews it better. So I got one, it's like a French press.
Yeah.
But it's specifically for cold brew.
Okay.
It's not a French, it is a French press, but this one's specifically made to do cold brew or whatever. Which is it was way easier mm-hmm. because I just dumped the coffee in and then you put water in it, you put mm-hmm. the lid and you just stick it in your fridge.
That's all.
No filters, no nothing. And then in the morning you open that shit up. You put the other lid, which has the press on it, and you just press everything down, and then you can just pour from there. I used that one. It came out a lot better. So mm-hmm. now I'm a cold brew master. So if you want cold brew, I'm selling it.
Yeah, bring some.
$50 a pop.
$5 a cup. I'm Estarbas. But you said you like cold brew, right? You do it too?
Yeah, I do that shit.
That shit is super. It's wicked easy.
Wicked easy.
It's wicked easy.
Okay.
You just put the coffee. You could actually you don't.
What you think about this Jameson cold brew?
It's good.
I liked it, man. With the half and
is
half.
It good. I see you ain't touched that shit, motherfucker.
That's dilution. I drank most of it.
No, it was good.
But then I started drinking this shit. And this shit's actually not bad.
Right.
Yeah.
The Crooks and Marker.
Compared to all your other nasty ass seltzer things that you make us drink, this one make actually has flavor.
No, I don't ever have White Claws for you.
No, you always have beers.
I always have beers different and shit like beers. That. Like
drinking look, beers, have you, drinking beers.
This right here, Lagunitas Daytime, it's a simple, light, low carb beer.
Trash.
That I like. There's a Pacifico right there for you if you need it.
Pacifico. No, the cold brew was good. Before the half and half you gave us, mm-hmm. it was pretty good. After the half and half, it was smoother.
Yeah.
But all in all, I mean, even without it, on the rocks, it was pretty good. It didn't have too much of a coffee, it wasn't overdone.
Okay.
Because the whiskey definitely was still there.
All right. I wanted you to get us to the next topic. I actually wanted to change the camera, so that's why I did the cold brew shit, because mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be quick.
Speaking of dicks.
Me?
He just wanted to, that's been his thing.
I don't know
that's
what the next topic
that's
is.
That's how he does. He goes, speaking
I
of dicks.
I got you. Look. I'm going to read a little something that I wrote yesterday.
All right, go ahead.
I hit my fiance with this.
Nice.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yesterday.
I'm ready.
Ooh, hype me up, baby.
It was suspenseful music. It was supposed to be suspenseful.
That's what we were like.
But then he wasn't expecting that.
It was too suspenseful, so I was like, oh, shit. We're going to war?
Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, that's when we were like talking about how, as a man, we would make great gay dudes. Actually, yeah.
That's hot. That's hot.
I like that.
And you just really just pushed my hard dick up into my belly button.
Wait, what? Excuse me?
My hard dick.
No, I got it. I definitely understood.
Just smushed it up into my waistline.
Okay. How'd I do that?
Don't that feel good?
It don't, no. Ryan, stop.
Jesus.
Oh my God.
Bring that shit back. Bring it down to my knee.
No.
Yeah, right.
Stop it. I said stop it.
No, he
don't
said,
stop.
Yeah, right.
Stop.
Okay, so how did I do this? Tell me.
Oh.
Like in real life?
No, but yeah.
So you wrote something to talk about.
Yeah, our conversation in pre-production was was neither here nor there. But dear diary.
Okay.
Okay.
Dear diary.
Let's hear it.
Last night, I unclogged my fiance's toilet for the first time. Is this a precursor for things to come? You know, like, yeah. Have you ever had to do that?
Unclog a toilet?
What? I've unclogged my toilet.
Yeah. It's a different thing.
Every day, B.
I'm always shitting.
I unclogged toilets every day,
specifically unclogged hers. Because you guys sleep in separate rooms like Lucy and Ricky in the first season.
No, you don't.
No, we sleep we shit in different bathrooms.
Which not is even. Fine. That's not fine. Even.
We interchange shitting in the bathrooms. Like we shit wherever we want.
But there is
want.
No the secret the is still. But the secret is still that you haven't seen each other's shit.
Yeah. Wait. Lucy and Ricky slept in different rooms?
No, they slept in different beds. My bad.
In the show?
Yeah.
In like, the same room. In like two the, beds in apart. In like the
first couple, first season or first two seasons?
Why? Because he was Cuban?
Because it was frowned upon to, because it was to Cuban. See them. At that time, it was frowned upon to see them in the same bed together.
Like on... But they're married, weren't they?
It was too
they?
Raunchy.
Yeah, but you know.
The fuck?
Yeah. They were still...
Because you know Lucy and Ricky were fucking, bro.
Yeah. Oh. No, well, he was fucking. If
for
you,
real, for real.
If
yeah,
you
no, they were...
remember the...
Yeah, he probably tore Lucy up, son.
No.
He's like, what? You Ricky! Like, can you imagine... My God! Can you imagine how annoying Lucy was during sex?
You redheaded bitch.
Why would Ricky talk like that?
That's his pillow talk. He's Cuban, B.
He is Cuban. But can you imagine how annoying Lucy would have been? Like just high pitched voice, just saying a bunch of dumb shit. While Ricky is like trying
Lucille
to.
Lucille Ball was fine too.
She could get it.
Yeah. All right.
Ricky was cool too.
Ricky could get it. So your reasoning behind this Dear Diary is that you were hoping that that wouldn't have to happen. Am I correct?
No, honestly, so it's not a big deal.
Did
to
that
me.
Take your relationship to the next level, knowing that your fiance shit in the toilet so good that it clogged it? Were you proud?
Were you honestly, like, yeah, honestly, it
was that. Was that what happened? First of all,
yeah, for, yeah.
Honestly, I think it was a lot of we use baby wipes. Okay, and we use toilet paper. Mm-hmm. We ate Taco Bell.
Yao Ming.
Let's get to the shits. Yeah. Let's get literally.
No, but I think it was more of the...
Now, did she tell you about it? Did she go, hey, Gary, toilet's clogged?
So I was asleep, right? Okay. I had to wake up asleep. And go to work.
Uh-huh.
And so when I woke up and go to work and went wake up...
There was shit everywhere.
Walls and shit.
It was like a Dumb and Dumber where you shit so you just get shit all over the wall. It's chocolate, though.
Oh, man. Like, I woke up...
And she's just standing over you like shit dripping off her hands.
I'm like, Biggie, you shit on me.
Boy, you like Trey Songz? Yeah. No, who was it? No, it was Odell.
Odell, yeah.
Odell.
Yeah. Slow.
So Odell, you wake up.
You wake up, shit all covered in shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she tells me, hey, I clogged the bathroom. I clogged the toilet.
She's at like
she's embarrassed.
Babe. Toilet. I'm like, it's no biggie. You know, like, I'm gonna go over there.
Like, as my fiance, you know, this is part of Till Death Was Part. This part of the thick and thin, the good and the bad, and you nasty as fuck.
So I take my steps. I get the plunger, take it to my bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, I'm looking at the toilet.
Okay.
The toilet is closed. Come on, man.
Okay.
Stay with me. Imagine this was your girl and she has clogged the toilet and she told you.
Damn.
But the toilet is closed.
I was laughing.
Okay, good. Okay.
I'm laughing at the fact.
It's a laughable thing.
So it's closed because she doesn't want you to see it even though she knows you got to open it.
Yeah. So, but what's behind the door?
I don't want to know.
When you lift the lid. What's gonna be there?
I mean, well,
fucking baby.
No.
Imagine.
A little shit baby.
Well, answer me this.
You just killed the baby.
And that's but answer me this. Even though it's
you gotta flush it?
I'm Kendrick.
In your relationship, have you heard her fart yet?
Yeah.
Okay. So at this point, you guys have
gone. Not a lot, though. She's very discreet.
We're not doing this with you, Al. Don't worry.
No.
No, we are.
So anytime she's got a poop,
okay,
I have to leave the room.
Okay.
So she can, or
yeah,
she leaves. If I'm asleep in mm-hmm. the in our bedroom, she'll go to the guest bedroom. Mm-hmm. If I'm awake mm-hmm. and we're in the bedroom,
you gotta go.
I gotta go.
Okay, that's why the toilet seat was closed.
So no, the toilet. This is actually not common sense, but courtesy.
Yeah,
common courtesy. If you're at a home, fucking close the toilet.
For sure.
Lock that shit.
Fecal
you want, yeah, you don't want that shit just everywhere, all word. Up in your nostrils and shit.
Oh, stank like, booty ass.
So I appreciate that.
So what was in the box? What was in the box?
What's in the box?
What's in the box, Gary?
yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Okay.
That's the thing.
Good.
I looked at it, I'm like, it's easy. I flushed it again.
Yeah, the child play turn.
You see my shit?
Yeah. It's just fucking child's play.
Yeah. Gary looked back at like, baby, come
on. There's no baby in here.
Baby, come on.
What are you, a hamster? How are these perfect little pellets in here?
Yeah. And so, you know, I flushed it again, let the water rise up a little bit, fucking hit it with the plunger.
Nasty. I wouldn't have done that.
Nah?
Nah, whenever, like, I got to unclog the sink, like, I don't want the water that high because I'm scared, like, just a bunch of splash.
Your thrusting will splash back.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Deuce Bigelow with the fucking goldfish just...
Yeah, basically.
You remember that? Anyways, like, yeah, flushed it, let the water rise a little bit just for the plunger to, yeah. Then I kept, then it went down like right away.
No big deal.
No big deal. It was easy peasy. It wasn't even
that
nasty.
It was a big
nasty.
Deal for her, though. It was a big deal for her.
It wasn't that nasty. That's why I bring it up. Have you guys ever had to do
nasty stuff?
I had another relationship guy here.
Yeah.
Where I was going to bring this up to, but. You know,
he didn't make it.
Such is life.
Man.
Can't have everything.
Man, fuck Trey. We're actually we're not vibing right now. Have I unclogged a toilet that was not clogged by me?
Or yeah. Let's go there.
Or anything nasty? Yeah, of course.
Anything nasty.
Yeah.
Well, you have a daughter too.
Yeah.
So nasty as shit. I mean, I didn't say all that. I'm just saying like.
Just like your daddy. Just like your daddy.
You know that. That shit happens.
Literally, I get the double whammy.
Yeah.
It's just like a twofer in there. yeah, I've had to do it. Like, yeah. The worst, I probably shouldn't tell that story. Shouldn't get mad at me. But,
I'm dead.
Clearly.
Fuck it.
Yeah, the way you've been going, like, yeah.
Yeah,
you're gone.
You ever open it up and it's like just a tampon in there?
No.
Blood.
That's probably why this shit is fucking clogged.
Yeah.
She shit her tampon.
She's like, they're flushable. I'm like, well, clearly not if you didn't fucking flush, sicko.
Oh, I didn't think of that. But yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, man. Well, why wouldn't it be flushable?
No, I'm just saying.
You know, fucking
doing hindsight. Hindsight from hindsight.
It's around your head.
No,
like
if I look at the date, it's like 9/11.
Wait, what?
9/12.
Continue. What are you talking about?
Okay, so yeah, I guess it's one of those where it's like, oh my bad, it was an accident. But yeah, like that type of stuff would gross me out more than if I opened it up and I saw like a fucking Lincoln log sitting in the toilet.
Yeah, a Lincoln log wouldn't bother me. I didn't.
I'm
see
not
a Lincoln
squeamish
log.
To anything. So
I
if
saw
I...
toilet paper and I saw like brown water. It's,
yeah,
it's
that's
no,
nothing.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't. It's bad, but it's not. It's not like I'm.
You understand that it's bad.
I used to wipe ass for a living.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you understand that it's bad, but it's not bad for you.
Apparently.
Hey. Well, the funny thing is that Gary like was expecting the worst when he.
Yeah,
looked
I was expecting the
really you
the
were.
Worst.
I wouldn't because women are like that. Women,
girls don't poop.
Mm. Yeah, if they already say they don't fart, you understand that they're poop. Like Ricardo said, they're like pellets.
No, do it like in Living Color.
Oh, the Z snap, bitch.
No, yeah. Ricardo said, like, at the end of the day, they over-exaggerate, and it's like fucking little pellets. It's never a big deal.
Well, girls always be embarrassed to, like, do anything
that
would make them not look like a girl.
Exactly.
In their dude's eyes. Like,
yeah.
They don't fart. They don't poop. They don't sneeze hard. I don't know. Like, just,
yeah.
They don't burp.
They don't sneeze hard.
I don't think I've ever really heard a girl burp. Is that weird?
Girls be burping.
Yeah,
girls be women be burping.
But I got a story because I feel like it's like one of those things
that
they try to brush
me
off
more than anything though.
Burp a burp will forever gross me out more than a fart.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. Like on a girl, like if I hear a girl go, I'm like, really? You fucking heathen.
A fart will gross me out more.
And that not is
really what, too much, really?
Nah, because I feel like when a girl's fart, it's like a little toot. It's like,
yeah. No, yeah. But, oh,
it's kind of cute.
You farted.
Unless he hits you with a fart.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Even if then, the fucking big honk, I wouldn't.
But see, this is what, when you have.
A big honk.
I'd call her a heathen because of the burp, not because of the fart. But please tell me your story.
Well, the thing is, I look at it as when women aren't interested in you, that's when they're their fucking nastiest. So as an Uber driver, I'm always picking up different types of women.
Different shitters.
Yeah, different shitters. So I picked up a female from like a house on the hills. She was looking good. She got in the car and it was one of those things where especially when I first started driving, the women were very scared of, like, you know.
Fucking dead, man.
What?
Gary's just digging his own grave. Continue.
Of course. No, you know, when we first started the business, people, not even women, all people were fucking skeptical of the service. Anyway, what I'm saying is she gets in the car. She's obviously a little bit, you know, doesn't know me. And so she gets to talking about, like, yeah, we got to get home because I got to take a shit.
Ew.
And this is a good looking girl.
Bitch wet.
She's a good looking girl. And so I was thinking, like, why in the fuck
would she had that WAP?
I'm thinking to myself, she's talking to me like she's talking to one of her fucking, you know, girlfriends. So I'm thinking to myself, I've never had this experience before. Yeah. Why is she doing this? But
why am I turned on?
No, never.
Oh, I got this chest.
So, what's up? So my thing is,
you weren't turned on by it?
No, not at all. My thing is that women do stuff like that when they are trying to scare you off.
Look less attractive.
Exactly. So you don't hit on them.
Because
she apparently thought that I was going to hit on her. Like, you just got in the car and you immediately wanted to say that you had to take a shit. You obviously are scared of, like, every male that you've never met, which is understandable. It's scary out there. Like, I got a sister, so I understand how scary the world is. But to get in my car and not even wait to see what type of guy I am, immediately go,
drive, motherfucker.
Yeah, dog. Do something.
Drive.
I would have accepted drive, motherfucker, other than, yeah, we got to get home because I got to take a shit. And she giggled and, you know, I was like, all right, you know, I see what you're doing here, but I'm not going to, you know, fault you for it. So we talked and everything and she was cool or whatever, but it was too late. She realized maybe I shouldn't have told this guy I had to shit. He was probably a cool guy. Yeah. But
women like, drive, motherfucker. Yeah. Mama got to shit.
Women do that type of stuff, man, when they try to scare you off. But in general, when they like you and they don't want to seem like Ricardo said earlier, they don't want to seem unladylike, they don't do stuff like that.
Nah, point is, don't be burping in front of me with your nasty ass.
Burps do it for you, man?
Burps are nasty. Burps? I don't know why burps gross me out more than a fart. But they just do. Like, just when I, especially if they're like big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ugh.
I tell her all the time, yo.
I think it's because I
she knows, so she doesn't do it in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, she'll like, you know, do her little, you know, burp instead of the loud one. But I would rather a fart instead of a burp.
Me too.
And that's just.
But
me.
Like, don't emphasize.
Oh, no, sorry. No. I'd rather.
Don't emphasize. Like, don't fucking lift your cheek and everything.
No,
like,
Don't sharp.
Yeah.
I'd rather a burp.
Don't sharp.
I'd rather a burp. I switch mine. You guys are on the same page. I would rather a burp.
Why?
Okay. I don't care about the burps. The farts are the problem.
I can't wait until Mike's talking to a chick and face to face just gives him just a big.
I'll give her back to her. Maybe what's up?
Well, you're like a dad too.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, like, have you had to deal with like a nasty scenario where.
With my sister?
Well, no, your sister or your nephews, your.
What do you mean? Yeah, pretty much. Your child.
Are they your nephews? Are they your
I have my
cousins?
God kids. And I have
God
my,
kids. God
yeah,
kids.
I have my God kids. I have my sister that I've.
So, like, any time where you're like, oh, shit, this is too nasty.
No, I'm not squeamish. But I will say this. Now, more especially when.
Because they're grown?
Yeah. Now I don't. Luckily, you don't have to deal with that, of course. Uh-huh. But when Ricardo's baby was born, I came over one time and they were like, oh, you know, she has to change her diaper.
Uh-huh.
When it comes to babies or just kids and other people's kids in general, I don't like cleaning private parts, male or female.
Yeah.
But Dixie was like, oh, you have to learn so when you have your baby. And I'm like, just not to be a dick. I'm like, okay, sure. And so that's the only baby I've ever cleaned, male or female. Yeah. When I have my god kids over for sleepovers, I would say, okay, get in the shower. This is even before they got undressed. I'm like, this is what you do. You got to wash here. You got to wash there. Okay, get inside. Bar soap in there. Do your thing. I'm never one to like touch people's kids. It's weird to me.
Yeah.
But I'm not squeamish. Like if like you mean like in poop situations or something like that. Mm. All right, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
You know what you shouldn't do? And I saw this.
Mm.
What was a fucking somebody cleaned a baby's diaper
okay.
in the middle of a living room during a party.
Oh yeah, what the fuck?
Does that call it, does that fall into the whole like
take, take the baby into the restroom?
Nah, whip your titty out.
Take it, no. Oh yeah, don't do that either.
Okay.
No, I mean, all right, fuck it.
That's what I'm saying.
If I had to choose?
Like what's the
if I had to choose, yeah.
Oh yeah, titty all day.
Pull the orangutan out and fucking
but don't
go ahead, girl. What about
for
that?
You, it's more the smell.
What about them gummies?
Little baby latch.
little baby latch.
Yo, get that baby the little gummy bear.
Go ahead, pull out them gummies. Smell
or
bro,
just
it's a fucking party.
Okay.
You're putting the baby on the carpet floor.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And it's not your house. First of all, it's a white carpet. Second of all,
that's alpaca. You blot that shit.
He knows what the fuck I'm talking about. Anyways, yeah, the whole party fucking smell like
you.
Baby shit
I'm with
after
you.
That.
I'm with you.
And baby shit is no better than.
It's worse.
It's probably worse.
Yo, I would throw that baby the fuck out.
Not the parents, the baby.
Yo, baby.
Parents can stay. Get that baby the fuck out of here.
Oh, shitty ass baby.
Just because it's baby shit don't make it any better than regular. Just because
it's a baby don't make the baby any better than. Throw that baby out. Meow. It's a cat.
Yo, Mike, hit me with your shout outs, man.
All right, man. So.
Speaking of dicks.
There we go. That should be the name of the fucking podcast. Speaking of dicks.
We have not mentioned any dicks.
He's been saying this the whole podcast.
Except for the gay dick that I fucking pressed.
I've been trying to get us to talk about Chris Evans' dick for the last hour and a half.
Let me get my shout outs off when we get
no,
to
it. No, it's too late.
I'm going to do it real quick.
I spoiled it already.
All right, so for this one, we got two this week. My cousin, she has a startup company, Filth and Fortune. Gary, as always, is going to put it up in front of Ricardo's face. Right there and there. A visual arts collective focused on promoting work by black and brown artists through an online boutique and curated content.
Filth and Fortune.
Yes, go on there. It's spelled, it's with the 5LTH and Fortune. Go ahead and check it out, man. It's got some good shirts there. I'm going to get my boy Ricardo a shirt from there. It's a surprise for him.
Oh, shit.
I'm a large.
Yeah,
man.
Why are we always leaving Gary out of everything?
Nah, Gary just be trying to sneak into our friendship, man. Fuck out, bitch.
All right, for the next one, I hit this dope-ass spot yesterday up in La Habra. It's called Smoke and Fire Social Eatery.
That's a long-ass name.
Yeah, man.
Say
I had
it again.
Cool. Smoke and Fire Social
Not
Eatery.
Not say five times fast.
No. I had the pleasure of talking to the founder,
Smoke
Josh.
And Fire.
Yes.
Social Eatery.
It will be right there, like I said, in Ricardo's face.
Smoke and Fire Social Eatery.
Yeah. The fucking Instagram post is talking. All right. Josh Bentram, the founder, real great guy. Really good food. Got some fucking macaroni.
Is the cute?
Macaroni covered with brisket, man. It's fucking delicious, bro. Damn, and you know so what? Their pH the resistance? Brisket tacos.
Brisket tacos?
Brisket tacos. Check them out, man.
What did you call it?
Huh?
Les
pieds
de resistance.
Pieds de resistance.
That's what the thing is called? Or?
No, it's just. He ain't French.
You want culture swine?
He ain't French.
God damn it.
Is this your fucking Brooklyn Nine-Nine talk?
No.
I'm going to watch the show.
No, but yeah, guys, check that shit out. Again, like I said, I posted it on IG. If you got something starting up, you want to hit us up on our DMs, either one of us, if you follow us, we will shout you out on the podcast. And please like and subscribe and shout us out too.
You know, you got to shout out again.
Yeah, there you go.
I want to shout out again.
All right.
The yogi athlete, Amir Madison.
Yeah, man.
Because.
Hey, Amir, this is three straight episodes. I'm going to hit you up in the DM.
That's
three straight episodes.
Why is he getting three?
Because he's Amir. Killing it, bro.
First of all, I love Amir. His whole thing is beautiful.
It's beautiful,
you know what I'm saying?
It's great.
Yo, Gary's trying to get a free workout so bad.
I love yoga. But still,
Okay.
We were eating the gummy bears, and I heard that episode, and yeah. I'm like,
we didn't you're justify. Shouting,
no, you didn't. We didn't justify that. Amir, we grew up with him. We went to high school.
Great
with
guy.
Him. Like,
we were not in the right state of mind to be doing shout
outs. My defense for that was that you were gonna put up the whole thing already, so that was
it's gonna
be fun.
Go up in that episode.
But just note it, Amir. However, he deserves a class. This is the third one, brother.
No. Like, I've always been rooting for him.
Yeah, he's great.
Like, and he's doing well. He's doing
really
great.
Really well. Really well. I'm happy
for
him.
From what I see, like.
He's worked really hard, bro, to get to where he's at right now. Yeah. He's worked really hard.
Yeah.
You know, my bro, we had a fucking.
I met him and his girl, like.
I haven't met his new girl.
All right. Relax. What's his thing called?
Yogi Athlete. Hey, you can put it up again. Fuck it. It doesn't matter.
No, it's going up.
Yeah, it's going
it's
up.
It's here. Look, covering
it's covering his face again. Amir, man, come on. You got to give us some online classes, bro. Not me, because I can't fold like that. Right. But Gary can definitely fold that way. And Ricardo. I'm not leaving him out. He can fold.
Oh, but, fuck.
I'm a jelly bean.
So let's get to Ricardo's topic of the fucking night.
No,
bro.
We're not.
No, nah, let's do it.
We're not going to end on that.
Yeah, we are. We are. Come on.
We're not ending on Chris Evans' dick.
There you go. Woo.
Yo, fall on
get
his
off
dick.
The sounds.
Captain America's dick.
Yeah. No.
America's dick.
I did not see it.
Captain,
and I don't plan on doing it.
Did you see it?
Salute.
Did you see?
He's trying to avoid it because he saw it.
DM me. Do you have it on you?
You want to see it?
Yeah. What the fuck?
You want to see his dick?
He's sex positive. He wants to see it.
Come on, bro.
I don't have it.
you did tweet about it. You said Captain America is a regular dude or some shit like that.
Yeah, because he just had okay. What happened was, so you guys forced me to talk about this old fucking
forcing him.
Oh, fucking pity topic ass. Oh no,
production.
We're done. And he's like, oh, let's give Ricardo his fucking pity topic. And fuck you.
It's a pity titty committee.
You want to milk me,
bro?
All right. Point is, the reason why I said, oh, he's just like us, is because I guess he put up a picture on one of his socials of like his camera roll. And there's like a bunch of pictures of him and a bunch of random shit, but like in like the like bottom right hand corner, he accidentally just had just a shot of the salami.
How? Why?
I don't know. Because he probably sent it to somebody.
He didn't know. He's not. He's probably not savvy.
Sent that shit to Black Widow. But
fuck.
He just had a picture.
I'm gonna send it to somebody.
He has a picture.
It's gotta be her.
Of his dick on there, and everybody saw it. And yeah, Captain America definitely can pick up Thor's hammer. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, so he's not just a regular ass regular.
Gary thought when you said regular that he was an average sized dick. That's what Gary thought.
Nah, man.
Oh,
I mean, I don't. You can't see the whole thing.
Oh, just a, he's just some top.
I don't know where it stops.
Uh-huh. Shouts to you, Chris.
Yeah. So,
defending Jacob during the quarantine was one of my favorite shows.
Defending Jacob,
he plays a. District attorney,
okay.
And he has to defend his son who allegedly committed a murder.
Mm-hmm.
That show, 10 episodes on Apple TV, phenomenal.
What's it on?
Phenomenal.
Apple TV.
Hey, you let's defending let's switch. Jacob. You got the Hulu. Hit me up with the Apple. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
Got
Apple
TV.
I got you.
You're fucking poor, bro.
Good, so good, and then you gotta watch the fuck
the bank one you told me about.
The banker,
definitely want to watch that.
The
one.
Banker, I got
the
you,
fuck
baby.
Is the banker.
The banker
that's what Samuel
is Anthony
Jackson
Mackie
and the Falcon
and Samuel L. Jackson, and they rise here in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
In real estate.
Okay, is it a show?
And, it's a movie. It's a movie.
Okay,
and then they go to Texas and try to buy a bank. In Texas, because they buy banks here and hotels here in Los Angeles in like the 1940s or some shit like that.
Got you.
And then they go to Texas and try to do the same thing, but
and
you
of
know,
course,
Texas
yeah. during that time, you know,
I ain't
what I'm
gonna say anything else. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't gotta say nothing else, girl. I
great
got
barbecue, barbecue.
Oh man! Yeah.
So I'm gonna hit you with that Apple.
I'll text you after.
Yeah. But yeah. Defending Jacob is so good, and I'm glad that Chris Evans has a big dick. And,
according to Freako.
Yeah, but so what?
What is that? So what? Let the guy live.
Is that a bad thing?
You got something to get us out, Freako? Get us out of here. Some jam, some tunes. Hey man,
well boys, we did it.
We did it.
Racism is no more.
You're welcome, bitch.
I'm glad.
I'm not gonna play Renegade. So yeah, you guys really didn't see Chris Evans' dick though?
No, nah, send me the pic.
I'm on mad.
Definitely saw you tweet it. Hey, definitely didn't look for it.
All right. Did you see the two on Vivs on the fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion?
Did see that.
They're gonna
picture.
Have the two on Vivs. I think you're gonna be excited about that.
But I'm tired of seeing them. Everybody showing the same fucking picture of them in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I get it. It's still there.
Did you know they're gonna fucking Airbnb that house for like $30 a night in October?
You trying to go?
Why not? Let's fucking film an episode right there.
Damn.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
I'm sure it's booked already, bro. I'm sure it's sold out already.
Why don't they want me no more?
They don't want me, man.
Yo, if we could get that, let's go for it. I'm down.
That episode still makes me cry.
For
still,
real.
Every time I watch
every
it.
Time. Probably.
Never not. Fresh Prince.
That Mufasa's death. Fucking Mufasa's death.
I've outgrown Mufasa's death.
Oh.
Personally.
Yo, Mike don't give a fuck about dads,
man. What's a dad?
Fuck.
Never heard of it.
God damn. Oh man. That's
not the way we had in the episode, but fuck it.
What's a dad?
No, we went.
Oh, speaking of dads, how's your dad's colonoscopy?
Yeah, we talked about this.
Nah, he said, anyway.
No, he wants to go after the show.
You want to go in depth?
No.
I want to follow up.
Hey, you want me to? See what you did there. I see what you did there.
I want to know.
You want to do a deep dive?
A deep dive.
The levels are good. The levels is good.
The lighting was great.
Yeah, my dad's cool, man.
Good. I'm glad. Glad to hear it. That's all I need.
Man, shout out to him, man. Type. God bless him.
I don't need deets.
Speaking of assholes type.
Yeah.
I think that we should have a moniker for the podcast.
What's a moniker?
A moniker is like a gesture.
Okay.
Or something that the camera turned off, but okay. Fuck it.
So now they can't see it.
We'll talk about this shit next week. Combos right. At the condo, episode 88. I'm Razzy in the building, definitely in the building. With me forever on my two cold podcasters.
Yo,
Big Mike.
It's Rich.
It's a fucking Ron Funches over here.
Hey guys, it's me, Ron Funches, and we had a great episode.